You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Samantha Wright, filling in for Jimmy Gaudette. The Intermountain Bird Observatory is celebrating its 30th anniversary, and on Saturday, they'll be catching and banding songbirds along the Boise River and giving folks a chance to become a scientist for a day. Heidi Carlisle is the Education and Outreach Director with the observatory. She teaches ornithology in her spare time at Boise State University, and she's joining us now. Welcome back, Heidi.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Okay, for folks who don't know what the Intermountain Bird Observatory is, what is it?
Well, we're a research unit of Boise State, and we operate like a nonprofit. So we do a lot of bird research and conservation work, mostly in Idaho, but actually around the world. And the coolest thing about what we do is we invite the public to come and watch us as we do our research. So you have the opportunity to visit our stations and see birds up close. And actually, when we're done measuring them and weighing them, you can actually hold out your hand and get to hold one of these wild birds as it flies off back into the wild. So pretty unique and special opportunity for people who live in this area.
That is so cool. Okay, so when did all this start? You're celebrating 30 years this year. So this has been going on for a while.
Yeah, we started, our director started this in 1994. And when we started, we were just a hawk watch station. So we just counted migrating raptors overhead. But pretty quickly, it snowballed into all of the programs you see today, where we're studying everything from the smallest bird in North America, the Calliope hummingbird, all the way up to golden eagles.
Wow. Okay, so what do you do on a regular basis besides holding baby birds or songbirds and figuring out, you know, how big they are and how much they weigh and all that fun stuff?
I spend a lot of my time lately working with students. So we host K through 12 field trips during our summer and fall research seasons. And then I've been lucky enough to get to work with and advise a lot of undergraduates at CWI and BSU on different research projects. So that's been really rewarding for me, and something IBO has been prioritizing a lot lately is kind of empowering that next generation, getting them interested in science and giving them opportunities that, you know, they're really hard to come by. So cool opportunities for students and the public to come visit.
And let's talk more about this songbird banding. You've got an event tomorrow, Saturday.
Yeah.
What happens with one of these? What do you do?
Well, we're going to be waking up very early tomorrow. It'll be my first early alarm of the summer field season. And we'll be heading out to the Boise River. The Diane Moore Nature Center is where we have our research. And we'll be setting up some nets to do our first morning of breeding season songbird research. So hoping to catch some newly arrived birds that spent the winter in Mexico. Now they're back here with us and starting to think about nesting. So hopefully get some good data on what these birds are up to this year. And then also invite the public to come watch. So hopefully we have some visitors that'll be there with hands ready to hold some little songbirds when we're done studying them.
You actually catch them with nets, and then you check them out and you band them, right? So what kind of things are you checking on the bird? What are you trying to find out?
Oh, yeah. Well, so we're putting a band on their leg. It's a really lightweight aluminum band that allows us to identify that bird individually. And we do re-catch a lot of these birds and see them later in the summer or in following years. So we'll be looking at that. You know, if we get a recapture, we'll be like, hey, welcome back from Mexico. And then we'll also be looking at breeding conditions. So do any females have eggs in their bellies or a brood patch? What are they up to this year? It's really great information to see what type of birds use the area along the Boise River, and also look at that kind of change over time. So have we seen any changes from previous years? We do a lot of habitat restoration work at this site, along with local partners like the Audubon Society and Nature Conservancy. So a lot of our research is also giving us this window into, you know, can you do habitat restoration and can it benefit wildlife? So some good data on that as well.
And you're gathering all this data. What are you finding? You're continuing to gather, so these can't be complete conclusions, but have you seen trends? Are you seeing things come and go? What are you seeing?
Yeah, I mean, especially for our Lucky Peak station, where we that was our first project. So that's been going consistently since the 1990s. We've definitely seen shifts in migration timing and numbers of different species. You know, some species have started migrating earlier or later. Some species have declined in numbers over time. So one of our goals is to really keep our finger on the pulse, especially for common species. You know, I think a lot of times when we talk about bird conservation, we think those stories of, you know, the peregrine falcon that almost went extinct. But a lot of the long-term work we do is sort of making sure we don't get to that point, you know, make sure that if there's a problem, we're finding it early and we're able to do something about it before it becomes that, you know, conservation emergency, because nobody wants to see that.
Yeah. And that is obviously harder to fix.
Exactly.
So you say anyone can come and take part. You can watch. You can, like you said, hold and release the birds. How does that work? Do you have to sign up? Do you get up early? How does that work?
Yeah, so folks can visit our website. It's www.boisestate.edu/IBO. Or you can just Google Intermountain Bird Observatory. And on our homepage of our website, you can scroll down and see all our upcoming events. So we have about 7 songbird banding dates scheduled this summer that people can attend. If you want to see a lot of birds, get there early around 7 a.m. Sometimes if it gets too hot, bird numbers really slow down. But yeah, it's open to the public. You can drop in and stay for the whole time. You can visit for just a half hour. It's really close to Boise. So I have 2 kids myself. So I know that sometimes after 10 minutes, your kid is ready to move on to the next thing. And so it's great that you can drop in, see a couple birds, and, you know, come and go as needed, and get to see whatever you want to see.
And it's your 30th anniversary, so you have a special anniversary event June 12th and an auction, I understand.
Yeah, so our auction, and you can see that on our website as well, it's open now, and we have, I mean, I'm not exaggerating, some pretty incredible bird opportunities coming up that we've never done before. So you can go with us to the mountains of Idaho and actually see nesting long-billed curlews. They're really secretive, super charismatic species. You can come and actually spend an overnight at our hummingbird banding research station, which we've never offered before. We also have a trip to Spain on that auction as well to study bird migration on the Strait of Gibraltar. So, man, everything from really local experiences that you can come check out this summer to kind of these big time opportunities that, you know, honestly, some of them I should bid on because they sound pretty cool. So pretty cool things coming up.
Wow, that's amazing. So what's next? What do the next 30 years look like for the observatory?
Well, hopefully I'll be hanging around a little longer to help watch us grow. And yeah, I think our goal is research, outreach, and education. So doing bird research that impacts conservation, protecting birds where we're studying them, and then getting the public involved. I always say, you know, as scientists, we can do all the research in the world, but if nobody cares about it, it's not going to make a difference. So one of the things I love, absolutely love, is getting people out, whether it's a 4-year-old or a 94-year-old, to come see the birds, learn more about them, and kind of catch that spark, you know, that excitement that we get to see every day in our work.
Oh, wonderful. Heidi Carlisle is the Education and Outreach Director with the Intermountain Bird Observatory, which is celebrating its 30th anniversary this year. They're going to have a special event June 12th. You can also go bird banding on Saturday. And if you missed that one, they'll have some more this summer. We're going to put it all on our website, boisestatepublicradio.org. And Heidi, thanks so much. Really appreciate it.
Thank you. Always great talking to you.
Thanks for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Samantha Wright. We'll see you tomorrow.
Hi, it's Terry Gross, the host of Fresh Air. We bring you in-depth, long-form interviews with actors, directors, musicians, authors, journalists, and more. Listen to our Peabody Award-winning Fresh Air podcast from WHYY and NPR.